Welcome back to Cooking with Kit. And today we are on podcast episode 2. The last one, I'm not gonna lie, we had about no structure and we're just kind of talking. But today's topic is going to be canned and tinned foods. And my guest today is Kira Berger.
Hello.
She's absolutely thrilled to be here. Why are you on this podcast today?
Because I was asked to, and I was like, oh, I'd love to be on your podcast, Kit, and I also love food.
Anyways, we're going to start with a segment called Education Corner. Woo! Woo! You ready to get educated?
You bet I am.
Okay, so we're going to start with just the origin of tinned and canned food. Originally, canned and tinned food both started in glass jars, mainly. And similarly to pickling, they were done through vinegar and boiling and cleaning, and it was just ways to preserve foods for longer amounts of time, especially during like eras of exploration. And then eventually in the UK, it was moved over to tin plated cans, and Peter Durand was the one who received the original patent for preserving food in tin plated cans. The first cans to arrive in America came in 1825, and this was through Thomas Kensett and Ezra Daggett, and they sold their cans, which contained products like oysters, fruits, meats, and vegetables, and this company was put in New York specifically. But the general success kind of stayed local to them, and they did not continue to spread tinned or canned food. That wouldn't happen until Gail Borden in 1856 had the invention of condensed milk, and that became very popular throughout the entirety of America. And so overall, just during the mid-19th century, canned food became a big status symbol among the middle class. But basically, it just became this, like, extra thing. And I believe this also goes into kind of the 20th century when things like instant meals began to become really popular. So this would be like dinners in a can and things like that, especially during this like very common 1920s housewife sort of era. Or am I thinking of the right era? 1950s housewife era, where it was almost, I don't really understand that whole era. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how come, post-World War, it was a return to traditionalism.
Yeah, they need to find some structure in their lives. So they were like, we gotta get canned tins for their food, and it'll help the mommies who are staying at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like everyone emphasizes about how you have to be a good homemaker, and I don't understand how just, like, plopping food out of a can is good homemaking. Is it just because it's like it was white people?
Perhaps this could also, I don't know who made this. This could be like a total like cultural revolution right now, because like the cans, they're doing the work for the ladies.
Yeah,
and without them, who knows if feminism could have happened?
Crazy. That's going in the podcast. I feel like I've seen a lot of those ads that are like so easy, even a man could do it. It's just like instant dinners. I think those are pretty funny.
Well, I think there's this thing of weaponized incompetence that men have, that like we have to make these things really easy for them, even though they can do it if we taught them to, but they just don't. And we as a society accept that. So we're just like, yeah, just give them some tin food. They'll just buy it because they're dumb, but they're not.
Yeah, it's like learned helplessness. It's like when in psychology, when you like put a dog on like a shock pad, eventually it just gives up because it's learned to not do anything and it doesn't know what's gonna fix it. That's like men. Also, this is such a side tangent, but I found out this thing called laundry sheets exist, like, you know, dryer sheets, but this is for your laundry. Like, it's like Tide Pods, but in a sheet. And I don't know why that just really sent me into a rage for some reason. I was like, that's such a man product.
Wait, it's like you put it like instead of like a Tide Pod as like,
yeah, like detergent? Instead of detergent, you just put that in.
Why wouldn't you just use a Tide Pod?
That's what I'm saying. Or why wouldn't you just use detergent? Like, why is that so difficult?
Because the labels are hard, I think.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Why does everything have to be, like, single use like that? Like, why do you have to portion it out for them?
Yeah, of course. Single use laundry, three in all one shampoo.
I'm not going to say who, but I'm not going to put that. I'm not going to put him on blast in the podcast. I asked him, I was like, do you ever use lotion? And he was like, why would I do that?
Oh my.
Okay, we're gonna go on to our little chitter chatter about tin food, not about. Okay. What has your experience of tin food been in your life?
I always avoided it because it was like always like the nastier things. Like when I think of like tinned like beans or like tinned like vegetables, I was like the green beans in the tins were never the good like better than the fresh green beans. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know. They were always like soaking wet, and I know it's because they preserve them in whatever the frick they put them in, but like it's just gross. So I've always had like a negative outlook on them, and I feel like a lot of other people share my perspective. It's just the nastier version. It's like whenever you compare it, like when you look at bad food and you taste bad food, you always want to compare it and be like, oh, this is, I can't swear, this tastes like
poop. No, you can swear.
This tastes like shit. It tastes like canned food.
Yeah.
Peep the dining hall.
Yeah. I think that, like, I don't know, because there's certain things that I always enjoyed as a kid, but I always almost saw them as, like, a treat, so I think that might have been why. Like, I loved Spam growing up, but that's also a really Korean thing.
Yeah. That's the only, I don't know.
Canned meat-wise, I feel like that is the...
that's, like, the only... Especially, like, canned meat. I hated canned fish. Canned fish, I can't. Mm-hmm. But, like, for Spam, I feel like when you think of it, you don't think of it in any other situation other than in a can.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was, like, when I was little, I remember, like, lots of just, like, quick meals where it would be, like, instead of making a whole pot of chili, we would have, like, single serving, like, those cans of chili. And they were never, like, the best meal ever, but, like, I feel like my family would always find ways to, like, make it more fun. So we would do, like, cans of chili and then do, like, Fritos and cheese and all the other, like, a little white people taco night. Except for my family's Mexican, so.
What, you want me to comment on that?
Anything you have to say?
My family's white and we definitely did that, too. We'd use little, like, we wouldn't, like, put taco, like, make the tacos, like, special with all different seasoning, like you'd use a taco packet because they did it for you.
Yummy. That's another like weird single serving thing. What do you picture when I say tinned food?
Green beans.
I
just had like nightmares, and like they're I literally eat them, like I still eat them with my family, but I just don't like the look of them. They don't look like the green beans off of Vine. I don't know.
The vine. How often are you eating green beans off the vine?
Okay, literally never, but like I don't know, like when you look up a picture of a green bean, it's like doesn't look like what's in the can.
Yeah. I think I picture fish a lot, mainly because I've been really into tinned seafood lately. I put it in the food you eat all the time.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
Did you not know that?
No, you make it just, you make it a little tasty, you make it, share your secrets.
You're so weird. Yeah, well, I feel like also lately, especially on TikTok and stuff, tinned seafood is getting, like, this weird comeback, and there's this girl that I love whose name I don't know, hold on, I'm looking it up, Day with May, oh, okay, her name is Day with May on TikTok. And she does these things called tin fish talks, where she just basically reviews a a tinned fish that she finds. And I found it super helpful in, like, what brands to use versus avoid. Especially because I think when people think of tinned fish, it's usually, like, a very, like, plain tuna in water kind of situation. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, like exactly. Sardines. Like that one movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
I love that movie.
Did that make you hate tinned food more?
No, they always made it look, like, real good. Like, you always, like, want to taste the sardines when you watch that movie.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite tinned food or canned food?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were on the topic of Spam. I freaking love Spam.
Mm-hmm. How do you like to eat that? Plain straight out the can.
I like it. I like a Spam musubi, and I like it with rice and teriyaki sauce sometimes. Ooh.
Let it just fried.
Yeah. You had like a Korean friend growing up though, right?
I still do.
Yeah, so that's why. It's because she, yeah, it's because she knows a Korean person. That's why she likes spam.
My cultural tastes are broadened by the people that I meet.
I was gonna say, yeah, I've noticed that Kira, even though Kira is white, I'm Korean, I don't think I mentioned that. Even though Kira is white, she has, like, a lot of things that, like, I feel like a lot of Korean people have. Like, you have, like, microwave rice and stuff, and I've never seen any other white person have microwave rice. And then you, like, spam, and you, like, just know different Korean foods, and that just impresses me.
Okay, I was kind of surprised at the last comment.
How do you think, okay, what is one way, like, growing up, that you feel your family made tin food feel more, like, special than it was?
Well, like I said, I have a lot of nightmares. I don't know if that counts as special.
My dad, like, out of my mom and my dad, was always the chef, so like he'd always make chili, and it's like only canned stuff. It would be like canned beans, canned tomato sauce, canned everything. And I feel like what made it special about it was that, like, after he put the tomato sauce in, he was really cheap, so to get all of the tomato sauce out, he does that little trick where you put a little water in and swish it around, and I always thought that was disgusting, but like still the chili tasted amazing afterwards. You couldn't even taste it.
You can taste the 2 tablespoons of water, no way.
You don't understand it. It looks so gross.
I know what you're talking about. Like, I also find that really gross, but, like, for no reason.
Exactly. It's just, like, gets on, like, ew, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Renee Miller and Tim Basinger, who are, like, hiking TikTokers, they have this thing. This is so irrelevant, but I was just thinking about it with the tomato thing. Where they make, like, their, like, freeze-dried meal in their one pot that they share. And then after they eat it, to wash it out, they just add water and then drink the water.
Okay, no.
I don't know why. I know that there's nothing actually dirty about it. It's just, there's just something so nasty about it to me.
It's like, you know, like, if you ever, like, work in, like, food service, and then, like, you go into the back sink, and it's just, like, you're cleaning dishes, and it's, like, clean water, and then you put the, or just, like, washing dishes in general. Food gets in the water, and it's just, like, absolutely disgusting.
Oh, God.
And you, like, can't stick your hand in the water, but you have to unplug the sink. How are you gonna unplug the sink if you don't put your hand in the water?
No, it's literally, like, me cleaning in the Kent kitchen, like, because I'll, like, clog the drain with all the pasta noodles I shove down there, and then I have to, like, shove my hand in and retrieve the soggy pasta, and I'm like, trying not to vomit everywhere. I keep just silently pointing the mic at Kira, like, she has something to say to that.
What are you supposed to say about that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Just let me involve. So, let's go into the recipe of the episode.
Yeah!
Which, I actually made this, Sunday, I think? Yeah, I made it Sunday. Kira didn't show up, actually, for dinner.
I was so sad, and I just couldn't get out of bed, and I had to stay with my cat. And she literally held me down at knife point, and we're like, you're not fucking going to the seafood party downstairs if I'm not having any, so I couldn't go for everyone else's.
You can make Maisie a little meal, I just don't think she'll like it.
She likes everything.
Okay, I can make Maisie. We'll look up a cat-safe recipe, and I'll make Maisie a little meal.
Woo!
She can come downstairs. So, the recipe I kind of made up in my head. So, this is for zesty tin seafood pasta. And I know this is spaghetti. So, I made ours with spaghetti, but you can kind of just use any noodle you want to.
I personally love little rotini noodles and the little bow ones because they're cute.
Those are cute. So tin seafood of just like whatever you like. And so I personally used these smoked wild kippers, and I found them at just the Acme in our honky tonk town. So you could probably find them at your average grocery store. And I really like those because they hold up super well when cooked, and they have this very beautiful smoky flavor that's just got a lot of umami in it, and it reminds me of almost like a bacon. Like, it's just very, very, like, decadent and savory. And I also used, okay, well, I'm gonna lie for a second. It says that I used anchovies. I actually didn't, because I accidentally bought stuffed rolled anchovies, and I didn't know that. So when I opened the can, it was like these little circles, and I was like, what the hell? And so I ate one, because obviously, and I just really could not, I did not like the taste at all. And that was like a Cento brand thing. I think maybe if like you did it with like hummus and a cracker and then that, it would be super yummy. But just, I just didn't feel like it was right for the recipe. But if you get normal anchovies, they would go really well with this. I also, just because I could, I got like half a pound of raw shrimp. And so obviously not completely canned or tinned, but this is just a great way to take some of those like cheaper items, because it's just so much cheaper to buy tinned fish than it is to buy like a fillet of fish. So basically just take whatever tomato sauce you like. I started by cooking all my seafood, or just literally because the tinned seafood is already cooked, so I just cooked my shrimp, and then in that residual fond left on the pot, I added some oil and then added onion and garlic. Then I added in whatever vegetables I felt like. So I think I had peppers, I had olives, mushroom. Yeah, I had a lot of mushroom because there's some really great, there's a little mushroom man here. I love him. He's my guy. He's my mushroom guy. And then I pretty much just let all of that cook down. You can also add just like spinach, whatever vegetables are in season, whatever you like, whatever you enjoy. And you can also use canned vegetables for this. I just personally didn't, because we have a farmer's market in town and I like to utilize whatever like fresh produce I can, just because as college students, I feel like we don't always have the most nutritious diet because we don't have time.
No, we don't got time. And if you see our dining hall, you'd understand.
Okay, anyway. Once the vegetables were, like, cooked down a little bit, I then added, I think it was just, like, a generic Heinz tomato sauce. I don't even think I used the whole can, maybe half a can. And the main seasonings I used were salt, pepper. I did do cayenne and hot pepper flakes, red pepper flakes, because I wanted kind of, like, a spicier type of, pasta. And, I think the final thing I added to the sauce was probably about half a lemon's worth of juice. And yeah, I mean, I think it turned out really well. In total, I have no idea how much the ingredients were, in all honesty. To be fair, I don't really tend to get all my ingredients at once. The pasta was gifted to me by my rowing coach.
Oh. Ooh.
He just gave me like pasta and a bag of rice, so I just took those happily. So I got those for free. And I had gotten some of the vegetables for free because I keep going to the same vendors and they're like, oh, this one's on the house, because I just keep, because they love me and I'm great. And then I think I had some coupons for my grocery store stuff, so that drove the price down. And then usually I have everyone like give me like a dollar or two.
I think you probably profit off of the meal more than anything. End up in the positives.
I'm just kidding. No, it was like a $30. Like, it was still like a decent amount of money. Like, more than I just like feel like spending on a casual day. But I mean, for the amount of people it feeds, I don't think the price is bad at all. Cause what was that? That was like five people, six people last time? Or no, I think it was like seven. Yeah. I think the pasta that I made fed about seven people, and that was for maybe a total of like $30-something, but that's also everyone was like pitching in for the ingredients. Yeah, I mean, I think that this recipe works really well. I think it's good on a budget, and you can make it as kind of fancy or as not fancy as you want to. You can home make the sauce, you can like add whatever you want, whatever you enjoy about pasta, you can add it, but it's just a really good way to make just a plain, like, marinara pasta super flavorful. Anything you have to say? You weren't even there.
Personally, to make it better, I would add some sprinkles, probably, or, like, food dye, because then it makes it funny.
So, there are reasons why we don't let Kira cook in the kitchen. Yeah, but I believe that's, like, pretty much everything I have for today. Thank you, Kira, for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I bet I was great.
You were really great. Yeah. I'll see you in the next episode, and I hope you try out that recipe.
Subscribe, like, and comment.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you try out that recipe, and I hope you learned something. If there's any particular topic you want me to cover, please leave it in the comments. Can you even comment on a podcast? I don't know.
Yeah.
And shout out to Megan.
I love you, Megan.
Love you, Megan. I'm going to shout you out in every episode.
Woo!
Woo! Love you, Megan.